We go to Randy Riggs of the Austin American Statesman. Randy, thanks for joining us on Overtime.
My pleasure, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Let's talk about Brian Harsin. What did he bring to Texas? And now that he leaves Texas as their offensive coordinator to take over the head job at Arkansas State.
Well, he brought some much-needed energy to the offensive side of the ball in 2010. The Texas offense was pretty much a train wreck. They just never got anything going. And their offensive coordinator was one of the guys that got swept up in the house cleaning that Mack Brown did after the season. They were very pleased to get Harsin out of Boise. That was a tough thing to do because a lot of people had tried, and they were the first ones to accomplish it. He brought the same kind of, I don't want to call them gadget plays, but he brought some very innovative plays to Texas, like you saw with his Boise State team, particularly in the Fiesta Bowl with Oklahoma a few years ago. They incorporated a lot of different skill position guys in the offense. They did a lot of unorthodox things, to put it mildly. And it did boost up the energy level on the offensive side of the ball, and they went from being a very bad offense to a pretty respectable one over the last couple of years.
Harsin's very young, just 35 years of age. Has there been any reaction from UT on him leaving and taking the job at Arkansas State?
No, not yet. They will. What they usually do in situations like this is they'll wait until the other school makes the announcement, which I guess is coming here in just a few minutes from Arkansas State's side. And then they will, I'm pretty sure, put out a release and just with some statements, quotes from Mac, and also announce what they're going to do with the reshuffle the staff for the bowl game moving forward. But they'll wait until after Arkansas State makes the announcement to do that.
What style of offense do you think he's going to bring to Arkansas State? Is he going to really take just about everything he did there, or is he going to go back kind of to what he was doing at Boise State?
Well, the offense he ran at Texas had a lot of people kind of scratching their heads because they really seemed to have a very difficult time establishing an identity. What he did at Boise is pretty well known, the types of plays he liked to call. However, it was all the foundation of it was a pretty good running game. That was kind of the foundation for everything that sprang up around it. At Texas, he had those same plays in his bag of tricks, but Mack Brown had made it clear from the get-go that he wanted to establish a powerful, strong running attack like you see a lot of in the Southeastern Conference. And so it was kind of hard to tell sometimes whether or not they were going to be the power running game that you see in the SEC a lot, or if they were going to be the spread.
Exactly. Double. And it's you want to have an identity, and that's why I say it's like you got to have something that you do really well, and some out of like two formations. You don't want to be just so multiple that you don't have something you can go to.
Well, that's true, and you know the big question around here is always how much Mac had to do with the play calling and the game planning. And some people you talked to out there said, you know, he stayed out of Harsin's way. Other people aren't so sure. So I don't know if anyone will ever really say, but there was a school of thought here that Harsin was maybe handcuffed a little bit in what he could do or wanted to do by what Mac wanted done. And, you know, Mac was the boss, so he had to, follow the rules.
Randy Riggs of the Austin American Statesman joins us here on Overtime to talk about Brian Harsin, who will be named the new head coach at Arkansas State here in just a couple of minutes at the top of the hour up there in Jonesboro. Randy, real quick, where does Mack Brown go from here? Does he move Major Applewhite into the offensive coordinator and take the co-offensive coordinator off, or does he try to bring in someone else to help him out?
Well, Major's job description is going to change, it sounds like. He'll be the guy calling the plays, establishing the game plan. However, he still might have the co in front of his name, his job title. There's some speculation that their wide receivers coach, Darrell Wyatt, may also be named a co-offensive coordinator. That would pretty much just be a title, though. It sounds like it's going to be Major's show. And the question then becomes, if Major does this and he also moves from running backs coach to become the quarterbacks coach, which is what Harsin was here, then they need to hire a running backs coach from someplace. So that might be the opening that Mac will look to fill.
Randy, off subject of Brian Harsin right here, let's talk Texas A&M. Are people in Austin surprised that Johnny Football won the Heisman Trophy?
I don't know if surprise is the right word. They're pretty ticked off, a lot of UT fans, because apparently Manziel was very interested in coming to Texas, and the Texas coaching staff wasn't, with the exception of the defensive backs coach, Dwayne Aquina, who was his area recruiter. They weren't too interested in him as a quarterback. Apparently they thought he might have some potential as a defensive back, and that's kind of the same story it was with RG3. Mm-hmm. So they've had two guys in their backyard, two Central Texas guys, who won the Heisman, and both of them apparently wanted to come here, but for various reasons they didn't. So people around here are a little bit upset about that, as well as a whole lot of other things.
You look at Coach Mack Brown is in the last couple of years. Do you think he is on any type of hot seat there? How much job security does he have coming up this year?
He has a lot from the people that matter. Both the school president, William Powers, and athletic director, DeLoss Dodds, have gone out of their way to come out and firmly support Mac. Now, the average fans, he's lost them, lost a lot of them. And if you're of a mind to get on the message boards and see what's getting said down here, you can tell that a lot of average Texas fans have just about had their fill with Mac and would like to see him gone as of yesterday. But the general thinking is he'll be back for one more year, 2013, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Randy, we appreciate your time here today on Overtime, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys, thanks.